Very good afternoon. Salam sejahtera. Salam Sarawakku sayang. Pada hari ini Sarawak mencatatkan dua kes kematian dan menjadikan jumlah kes kematian sebanyak 7. Kedua-dua kes kematian ini masing-masing di Hospital Umum Sarawak 1 dan Hospital Miri 1. Pada hari ini juga kita dapat 6 kes baru positif COVID-19, menjadikan jumlah bilangan kes di Sarawak sebanyak 135. Sejak kes positif pertama dilaporkan pada 13 Mei 2020. Kesemua 6 kes baru ini dirawat di Hospital Umum. Kes-kes ini adalah dirawat di Hospital Umum Sarawak 3, Hospital Miri 2, Hospital Sibu 1. Pada hari ini sebanyak 50 kes baru person under investigation dilaporkan, menyediakan jumlah keseluruhan kes di Sarawak 1,176. Daripada jumlah itu, 977 kes adalah negatif dan 64 kes person under investigation masih menunggu keputusan makmal. Sehingga kini Sarawak telah merekodkan 7 kematian sejak kes pertama dilaporkan pada 17 Mac 2020 dan 9 kes telah di discharge from the hospital. Pemantauan tempoh perintah kawalan pergerakan. Hari ini sudah masuk hari ke-13 tempoh perintah kawalan pergerakan. Pihak polis telah melaporkan bahawa pematuhan di Sarawak adalah 95%. Semalam pihak polis telah membuat 67 tangkapan dengan jumlah keseluruhan tangkapan di Sarawak 229. Pada hari ini sebanyak 31 orang telah dituduh dan jumlah keseluruhan adalah 56 orang. Selebihnya masih lagi dalam siasatan. Pesanan kepada rakyat Sarawak di luar Sarawak, kepada rakyat Sarawak yang sedang berada di luar Sarawak, harap mereka terus bersabar di sana kerana berjauhan dari keluarga dan tidak dapat balik menziarahi keluarga tersayang di sini sehingga timbul perintah kawalan ini selesai. Sama-samalah kita menjaga diri dan sentiasa menjaga kebersihan dan mematuhi apa-apa arahan kerajaan. So, duduk di rumah to keep healthy. Thank you. Any question? Sekarang usaha kita adalah untuk meningkatkan kapasiti di General Hospital dan juga di Unimas dan di Sibu dan di Miri. Jadi kita belum menuju ke arah mengadakan saringan yang bergerak. Kerana yang penting sekarang adalah kita nak memendekkan waktu menunggu keputusan makmal itu. Dan dengan itu kita hope by next week, then we'll be able to increase our capacity to 2,000 per day. The most important thing is we must increase our capacity to chase the symptom of this disease so to do that, our makmal must be able to increase its capacity and shorten the waiting time. Saya tak ada kluster sini. Sorry. Kita bagi tahu besok lah. Okay, yeah.
The inter-district movement control, how will it
We make it very clear just now, all those who are involved in essential services has no restriction. And the police understand that requirement. Tapi yang tidak terlibat dalam essential services ini, kita minta mereka tinggallah di rumah dan tidak perlu kita bergerak without any good reason from district to district. Kerana apabila kita tidak bergerak, maka peluang virus itu untuk merebak dari satu tempat ke satu tempat dapat kita putuskan. Inilah yang penting. Kita bukan memang susah. There are some risk. It's not some sacrifice. Tetapi ianya adalah untuk keluarga, untuk mereka masing-masing. We want to make sure that this crisis will be over, so that so during this time, I appeal to everyone to endure the pain for the safety of everyone, including their immediate family.
The requirements are still the same,
Ya, untuk yang bukan terlibat dalam essential services, mereka perlu dapat permit dari pejabat daerah ataupun resident. Ya. Pernah?
Disinfection pada red areas.
Oh, yeah, the disinfection. Actually, this morning they've done some part in Kuching. They're going to do more tomorrow, and the local government will then continue to identify hotspot that need to be disinfected. Okay. We are waiting for the official notification, and they will bring it to the committee, the State Disaster Management Committee, sama ada kita nak mengikut waktu itu atau tidak. Pada hari ini kita belum ada maklumat rasmi, cuma so we need information, and we will evaluate the situation in Sarawak. Because kita selalu membuat satu keputusan yang sesuai untuk Sarawak. Okay. Oh, banyak soalan dari kamu. They will release the detail later on. Belum. We will release later. Ya. Okay. Yeah. One of the subject that we discussed today is we minta medical department to come up with a garis panduan. What is the standard of quarantine that need to be comply with before we can move anybody into that area? That will ensure that the place is fit to be quarantined, is clean. It has facilities cukup. Dia tidak doesn't share a common bathroom. Juga doesn't share tempat makan yang sama. Because that is the purpose of quarantine, to cut off them from the rest. So kalau tempat mandi sama, kalau tempat tu kotor, then I don't think we should send anybody to that type of place. We will. I think is the confidentiality is very important. So I think we will know the place, because we are doing the mapping also. But one of the important things that we are trying to identify, where are the hot spot, and when we identify the hot spot, then the strategy we adopt to fight these diseases will be worked out. That's why in some places, berbagai tindakan yang perlu diambil, and then kita terus memantau kawasan masing-masing. Yesterday I announced the number of hotspot di Sarawak. Dia tidak berubah. Okay?
Last one.
Yeah.
Regarding quarantine, those who baru balik from overseas, so they are under 14 days quarantine, there have been reports that some of them baru balik the quarantine still go out pasar di barang. What actions can be taken?
We appeal to all those who are being quarantined. The purpose of quarantine is precautionary measures. There's kemungkinan because I think almost 70% our cases were imported cases. Jadi itulah kita nak elakkan. But we hope that person is responsible enough to understand why they are quarantined. At the same time, kalau there's certain thing that he has to do with much of his discretion. Mm-hmm. Tapi kita minta lah, they comply with that.
If they don't comply, what?
So far, a majority of them, or most of them are complying. We keep monitoring them, advising them, because why we do that is for their own good, for their family, for their wife, for their children, for their immediate relative. Because if they become a carrier, then it can easily be detected, and by having a quarantine, then it can avoid him or her to spread that to the others. So that is a very important part. It's not a punishment. It's a way of how to control, to cut off the viruses from the rest. Okay? Thank you very much.